For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team was to play Lake Superior State this weekend. Instead, they'll play Minnesota State. Mankato in a makeup game from late November, joined by Ross Armour, junior center out of Trail, British Columbia. Ross, looking back at last weekend with Bowling Green, and you're playing a team for a third and a fourth straight time. They know you. You know them. Were those games as physically and mentally taxing as what it looked like?
Yeah, we obviously playing them that many times. It's a war out there. We're all competing. We're all battling. And yeah, they battled hard against us, and we did the same.
What do you think put you guys over the hump? I mean, earlier in the season, defensively, things needed shored up. But was it as simple as that?
Yeah, we emphasize defense, and once our defense comes, then our offense is going to come with it. So we just emphasize playing well defensively, and then we'll get our chances offensively.
You guys have scored the first goal of the game now a bunch as of late. How much does that change the game when you're just able to kind of dictate things a little bit more?
Yeah, being up a goal is huge, and it brings energy to the bench. It gets everyone involved, and we just roll from there.
Had a lot of different people involved in the scoring column as of late. How much does that help take the load off of, instead of just being one guy?
Yeah, that's huge. If everyone's chipping in offensively, we're doing something right, and that's happening, so we're doing well.
Zach Driscoll had a great weekend. Their guy had a great weekend. When two goalies are going at it like those two were last weekend, does that put more pressure on you offensively to try to get one, just knowing that it's going to be tough for both teams?
Yeah, obviously you want to help out our goalie and try and get goals as much as you can. But sometimes we need our goalie, and he was there for us, and he's been there for us all this year. So it's been good.
You guys haven't played as many games as some other teams have, but the games that you've played seems like they've all been against Minnesota State and Bowling Green. Just the two games with Lake State and the two games with Michigan Tech otherwise. Does that get monotonous preparing for a week when you're hearing the same stuff over and over and over from the coaches?
Yeah, for sure. But obviously they change their systems a little bit, and we got to be able to adapt to what they're showing on video, and we prepare well for that. So just go from there.
We've had a number of freshmen that have stepped in and out of the lineup because of injuries from guys earlier in the season. Or how do you think those guys have, if solidified their game is the right word, but they've all seemed to be pretty steady players.
Yeah, no, all our freshmen have came in, and they've been doing their jobs. They've been playing their roles, and they've been helping us out.
Has this year been fun, that the amount of time that you get to spend with the guys is limited, so you take advantage of it? Or has it gotten to the point where, man, I wish I could see my teammates more?
Yeah, obviously you want to see your teammates as much as possible, but we're doing well with it. We're excited to get to the rink every day. We're excited to practice, play games, but no, it's definitely a little tougher to see each other, but we're making the best of it.
I don't typically do this, but via Zoom, we get in a glimpse of people that we don't normally get. Looking over your right shoulder, there's a giant cow picture there. What's the story of that?
This is actually my roommate's room. He has a nice desk, so I can sit here and, yeah.
Who are your roommates?
Nick Cardelli, Aaron Miller, Owen Sillinger, and Alex Irulo.
Okay. Who's the best cook in the house?
I'd have to go with Nick Cardelli.
Okay. Who is the one guy to guarantee to make the entire house start laughing?
Probably Owen Sillinger.
Okay. What's your major?
Marketing.